Some Washington parents, students, and teachers want more Asian American and Pacific Islander history to be taught in schools. The push is for a required curriculum, not just an optional one as it is now. The group is part of a national effort to ensure Asian American students learn about their history and culture. It comes at a time when hate crimes against Asian Americans have been on the rise in Washington. KUOW's education reporter Sammy West has the story.
On a recent Friday afternoon at West Mercer Elementary, a fourth grade class sits riveted at their desks. They're wide-eyed as a special visitor speaks.
I was born in a prison camp on the Puyallup Fairgrounds.
That's Judy Kusakabe. She was born in 1942, a few months after Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor. In response, the U.S. government forcibly removed Japanese Americans from their homes and into internment camps, including Kusakabe's parents in Seattle.
We lost our lives that we developed in America. We had to spend years in a place that was so challenging. And then when we came back, we had to start all over. This is whole families, parents, grandparents, men, women, children, even babies. And our only crime was that we were Japanese.
The order impacted about 120,000 people, the majority of whom were American citizens. It's considered one of the most barbaric civil rights violations in U.S. history. And yet, Kusakabe and many students after her didn't learn much about it in school. That's why the 80-year-old Mercer Island resident has spent the last two decades traveling to dozens of classrooms across the state. And she's got a way of making the history come alive for kids.
So how would you feel if you were blamed for something you didn't do? You were punished for it, and you didn't have a chance to defend yourself.
Yeah. I would feel, like, really upset and, like, angry at the people who, like, got us in trouble for nothing.
Yeah, and that you had nothing to do with, right?
Kusakabe is part of a growing national movement called Make Us Visible. The bipartisan coalition is advocating for Asian American and Pacific Islander history to be mandatory in K-12 curriculum. Since it started in 2021, 13 states, including Washington, have launched Make Us Visible chapters, and three of them have passed legislation to require this curriculum. Anjali Chong is the director of Washington's Make Us Visible chapter.
It's so important to feel that sense of belonging and to be seen, and it has a huge impact on students.
The Asian American community in Seattle has deep roots, going back generations. Chong was surprised to hear that many have experienced more racism since COVID, until it happened to Chong and her two sons. One day, in 2020, they were walking across the street when a car slowed down next to them.
A woman rolled down her window, shouted at us, and said, "Hey," and pulled her eyes slanted and stuck her tongue out at us, then drove away. I think this woman just saw us the way most of the country at the time saw us. We were portrayed as people who were foreign, people who were bringing in diseases. You know, I remember feeling helpless that we were here again.
In Washington, hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have reached the highest number in 20 years. That's according to a recent report from the Anti-Defamation League of the Pacific Northwest. While Chong says Washington schools offer more ethnic studies classes than most others across the nation, state standards do not explicitly identify teaching about AAPI history or Japanese incarceration. But state education officials say many of the standards in social studies and language arts create the opportunity for those topics to be taught. Still, Chong thinks the state can do better.
I think when we're missing in history, that perpetuates this notion that we're not part of this country. And that has to change because we are very much part of the fabric of this country and the shaping of the U.S.
Brett Hahn, a student member of Make Us Visible Washington, agrees. A 17-year-old senior and second-generation Korean-American, Han is one of few Asian-American students at Seattle Academy. She often felt like she didn't belong, and she didn't see her identity represented in the history classes at her private school. But during the pandemic, Han watched PBS's Asian-American documentary film series, and she realized just how much her classes had left out.
After watching that, I was like, I should be learning about this in school. And if I could have learned about like my AAPI predecessors, like at a younger age, I think that would have kind of empowered me, but also kind of like reassured me that I'm equals with my classmates. I shouldn't have to feel that I'm foreign or I'm less than. I'm American just like you.
So Han reached out to her school's history department chair and helped him build a new Asian American history class. Han got to take the class last fall, but she wishes all students in her school and others across Washington learned about it. The chapter plans to push lawmakers next year to make that happen. Sammy West, KUOW News.